Right now, Delegate Kirk Cox, the Republican, longtime Republican delegate who represents Colonial Heights, the former Speaker of the House of Delegates, is with us. And Delegate Cox, I'm glad to have you here. My eyes lit up. I saw yesterday these posts, one of them from you, saying you're contemplating running for governor. Is that true?
It is, John, and thanks for having me. I'm really serious about it. You know, I've gone through a real thinking process, and I think you know that about 8 months ago was probably the furthest thing from my mind after we lost the House, and I watched what happened during the session, which was bad. I mean, especially for business and just all the anti-business bills, pro-taxes, and a lot of the things that I think hurt as far as our safety of our streets. But then, you know, we get to the pandemic and Governor Northam with all the lack of leadership to me on testing and K-12 opening. But you've spoken to this. I guess what really disturbed me was mainly you look at Richmond and Portland and Seattle. You know, what we all believe is, you know, the common values of the United States, you know, those, and I, as a government teacher, I think in a lot of ways, those great values are just being, I mean, they're being challenged. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like someone's got to be willing to fight for that. And you got to be able to lead a little bit, too. And so leading the Commonwealth forward. So that was sort of my reasoning and my thought process. So, yeah, I'm very serious about it.
What are the impediments to that? I mean, you've been in the legislature for 30 plus years, so that cuts both ways. It means that when I have a question about the budget, you're the first person I call and say, hey, can you come on the radio and talk about the nuance here that other people may not be familiar with? But then there are a lot of people in the state who might say, hey, and there's no offense to you, but this is what I think some people will say. You were the speaker when Republicans lost, and that's a knock on you.
Yeah, let's say this. You know, I also won in the bluest district in Virginia. I think I hold the bluest seat there is, and I raised about $1.4 million in that contest. And let's face it, you're going to have to be able to raise money, which is difficult. It's not a fun thing to do. You got to sort of believe that you can win. And overall, I raised over $8 million. And so, and I've campaigned across the state. And yeah, we didn't win. That was for sure. But you know, I think I have the reputation of working very hard, fighting for values. And so the key is, are you up to the test? Are you up to the task? And I think I'm there. If you look at my record, I think my record speaks for itself, whether it be veterans issues or cutting taxes, aid rating from the NRA and the Family Foundation. I think people are looking for a core conservative that also, frankly, can work on key issues like higher ed. Mm-hmm. And policy is important, John. I mean, it's, you know, I think you do need to know the budget. And I think you do need to know all those various things to get things through. I think for the first time in my life, though, it goes beyond policy. It also goes to our values. And you're going to have to combine both of those. You're going to have to inspire people and fight a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When I talk to Amanda Chase, because she's the only person who's declared as a Republican candidate for governor, a couple of weeks ago, she was saying, where are the other Republican leaders? That she feels like she is the only, if not one of the few people who's out there really raising hell right now and taking the slings and arrows in this hyper-partisan era. What would you say if someone said, where have you been the last couple of weeks? And is there a style difference in the way Senator Chase goes about running and confronting issues and the way you would do that?
Well, I would say you can look at, I mean, I've certainly been fighting on the K-12 opening, I think, more than anyone. And mm-hmm. they've really given, I think, thoughtful advice on how you do that smartly. You can look at a lot of what I've done. I've been, I think, very much out there about what's happening, et cetera. So I would say that I've been doing that. And if you look at me as speaker, remember, I'm the one, everyone forgets this, you're talking about taking some slings and arrows mm-hmm. on the whole Second Amendment special session. Remember, I'm the one that basically blocked all that legislation. So
that's,
you know,
true.
In a leadership role, when you really have to fight, I've done that. And so I feel very confident about that. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, fight for those values. And I've done that my whole career.
What's your timetable, you think? Do you We're still looking at the presidential election in November, and you know the old thought was if a Republican wins the presidency in the White House, then it's almost a shoo-in that the Democrat will win the governor's race the next year. Does that play into your mindset, or do you kind of reject that old view of things? I guess it's no longer necessarily true. It doesn't play out that way, but
yeah, I don't think you can decide to run because of that. You've got to have the conviction. You have to talk to your family. I will say this, though. I am old school in that I'm very serious. I still want to talk to people. But I am old school is that we've got an important election. We've got Nick Freitas, the president. We've got, you know, Daniel Gade. And I think you can run one election at a time. Mm-hmm. So I'm old school in that, yeah, I'm not going to announce until, you know, after the election, because that's what we need to be concentrating on. But I got a lot of calls from people and try to be very candid and said, yeah, I'm seriously interested. I'm not going to hide the ball on that.
Yeah.
But I think you need to wait after November.
Well, it's an exciting prospect, and I appreciate the fact that you've always come on the show and been pretty candid with us. And I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. Delegate Kirk Cox, the longtime delegate, Republican from Colonial Heights and the former Speaker of the House, saying he's contemplating running for governor next year here in Virginia. Thank you.
Thanks, John.